Now, if you're a screen reader user, then are you getting the most out of your technology? Joined now by Mohammed Atif from RNIB Technology for Life team. Hi, Mohammed.
Hello, Simon.
It is the case, isn't it? Sometimes we've got technology, but we don't actually fully get the best out of it.
That's correct. For example, in the latest versions of technologies, there's more and more features and functions being added that people are probably unaware of, or it's not being greatly advertised.
So let's talk about screen readers then, because there's been some advances and you can get much more out of them now, can't you?
Yes, especially JAWS, which is job access of speech, and NVDA, non-visual desktop access. These are both screen readers that are used on a Windows-based computer, so Windows 10, 8.1, 7, etc. With Windows 10 and the latest update of JAWS, which is 2018, and the latest version of NVDA, which is 17.3, you have a function where you can use either a webcam or a camera or a scanner to scan a printed document. That could be an invoice, a letter, a magazine, could be a newspaper, any of those things, and you can actually scan it and have it read back out to you using your current screen reader. In the past, what used to happen is you would have to have a screen reader and buy a separate piece of software for scanning and reading. But now your screen reader does all that in one package. So for example, with JAWS, you can put the document under the scanner. You can use a keystroke. If you're familiar with JAWS, you can use insert and space and then press O, then press A straight after each other, and it will proceed to scan a document that's under your scanner at that time. It'll recognize it and then bring it back to you in speech. You can cut it, you can copy it, you can edit it, you can put it into a Word document, forward it in an email, etc. Any of those things. The great thing with JAWS also is that if you have a document in PDF, JPEG, TIFF, GIF, any of those formats, that image formats, JAWS will also recognize them and bring them back to you in speech. And you can do the same with that. You can either cut, copy, paste, forward, edit, whatever you want to do. The same applies for NVDA, but the NVDA catches that it won't scan currently from a scanner or a camera at the moment. But I think that is due to be changing soon with the latest version of NVDA release, probably at the end of 2017 or in 2018, early 2018. So at the moment with NVDA, what you can do is scan a document that's already on your computer. So you could have a PDF or a JPEG image or a TIFF or a GIF. You would open it up, press insert or caps lock, followed by the R key, the letter R for Romeo. It will scan and then read what's available on the page or recognize what's on the page to you. The catch with NVDA, though, is that you can't actually copy or paste or edit or change anything that you've recognized. It is just for reading purposes. Because NVDA is a free screen reader, you can't really expect too much from it, to be honest with you. Unfortunately, NVDA's scanning and reading is not completely accurate. So if you're using JAWS, then I would say stick to using JAWS's OCR function. Also, there are various other applications such as OpenBook, which is a dedicated scanning and reading software. There's Kurzweil, there's KNFB Reader for Windows, and there's things like Abbey Fine Reader on a Mac computer. But you could also use the mobile platforms such as KNFB Reader and Seeing AI, which we've previously covered.
How would I use my phone then if I was using the camera on my phone to scan?
With the phone, you could use a dedicated app, either KNFB Reader, a Media Live Reader, or Seeing AI, for example, where you could hover your phone over the top of an image or a document, printed document. So, for example, it could be a leaflet or something, and you would hover your phone over it. It'll give you hints on how to position your phone's camera or your tablet's camera, and you could just take a picture or read it in real time. So that's the way you would do that, but you would have to have a dedicated application to do that.
So you wouldn't use your phone as a scanner, for instance, linked into your computer with the JAWS?
No, you can't do that, no. It would be a webcam, which is already either built into a computer, like a laptop, for example, or a dedicated webcam or a scanner. With, for example, OpenBook scanning and reading software, you get something called a Pearl camera, and at the moment, that's at a discounted price for Christmas and all that kind of stuff. which is dedicated just to that application. And you could use that in conjunction with JAWS, but if you've got a scanner, it's recommended that you use a scanner, because you don't have to worry about lighting, you don't have to worry about shadows, because you're just putting it on a flat sheet of glass, and the laser in the scanner does its job the way it's supposed to. With a camera, you will have differing results depending on lighting, the environment, etc., lining the document up, all that kind of stuff. But with a scanner, you don't have to worry about that.
Well, we've covered quite a lot of ground there, or I should say Mohammed has, and there'll be things that you might have got some questions to do with this, or you may have some questions about other accessible technology or something you want some help with. The team's only too happy to help, and every member of the team is either blind or partially sighted, so know exactly the issues that we all face when we're living with visual impairment. How do we get more information, get some questions to you, Mohammed?
You can contact the RNIB Technology for Life team via the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999, and ask to be put through to the Technology for Life team. Or you can email us directly, where you'll find that you'll get your response within 2 working days. Our email address is tfl@rnib.org.uk.
Mohammed Atif, always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.